Peace, 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 everyone. I am Mama Serene Blue 7. This is my podcast. Welcome and welcome back. I know this is like about to be a shocker, but I was tired of giving the you know, even though like I'm a mom, you know what I'm saying? I really don't. Like, when it comes time to record for the podcast, I don't like doing it around them. That was another thing. It's like I had to catch up on sleep, reset my schedule, and all this good stuff. But anyway, that's not what you're here for. We are here for season 4, episode 13. And for the life of me, I have been thinking all day. Like I should just discuss whatever I want at this point. Whatever comes out is gonna come out, right? So we're just gonna see how this goes, especially for my astrology people out there. The sun is in Pisces, of course, but the moon is currently in Cancer until Tuesday. So this is kind of like, I'm really feeling like my fourth house energy right now. And for whatever reason, you know, Mercury is now in Aries as well. So I'm really feeling the Mars energy, because I already have Mars in Pisces. But that's here nor there. Like I said, those are for those out there who follow a couple of astrology transits. Well, there you go. Okay. Season 4, episode 13. What are we here to talk about, Serene Blue 7? I am here to discuss, like I said, it's been on my mind off and on all day. It's like I literally have been saying to myself, what is the next podcast episode going to be? And I wanted to discuss a connection that I experienced over these last couple of months. And what I know now is the reason, ultimately, why it ended, and here it is. So, for episode 13, we are going to be discussing why is it that a woman such as myself make men fearful, scared, intimidated, afraid. It's like they like me, but all those things I just said, they feel that at the same time. This connection that I had with this man, it ultimately led to him confessing to me that I was a safe space for him. And even with that, everything that this man has told me he has experienced and endured, and yet and still he was scared of me. He was scared that I was always going to attract men. He was scared that I was going to take advantage of him. He was scared that I will always entertain a better option. And in so many ways, because of this, but he still had these feelings for me. It's almost like he was saying he has these feelings for me, but he knows he has more work to do. And he does not know. He is unsure within himself if I was going to be willing to wait for him to be the protector, the provider that I was looking for. Ultimately. Because I've had time to reflect amongst this situation, because, of course, this situation, the way that, and I'm just going to be honest, this was the person that basically, like, my last, in my eyes and in my mind, this is the last person that, like, I've discussed this person in previous podcast episodes before. So, long story short, I went back on my word and spent the block with this person because of my only potential, but just knowing the fact that this person is in therapy, I'm thinking at some point there's gotta be a breakthrough. And it sounded that way. But with the way how things fizzled out this time, it really was on some runner, chaser, karmic relationship. And I really wanted to figure it out this time. Because it was discussed during the connection this time, or this last time, you know, if we was able to be together when we were younger, how do you think our relationship would be? I said, just the way how it is now. Run, chase. You run in. It's like we both take turns being both the runner and the chaser. But see, in the back of my mind, it was like I could never fully trust this. I still had my doubts because I'm still the same person throughout this entire, you know what I'm saying, off and on connection that we've had for these last 2 years. So it's like this time though, I got to see it at this age that I am now, right? So it's like this lesson of dealing with karmic relationships, runner chaser, what they would consider to be labeled as twin flame, I have now experienced enough of this and got enough dialogue from this individual, from this man, to know this is exactly what this is. And if I allow myself a disservice, because, you know, once it gets down to connecting with someone and they start to use up family excuses as to why they have not communicated with you or seen you or spoke with you or text you, you know, that's like one of the red flags you can't come back from. Like, you can't come back from lying about saying you don't have any children or you are a father lack thereof. You're not, you know what I mean? You're poor. Let me not. But just getting along with the story, now that you've got enough background. So when he told me these things, I'm not going to lie to y'all. I spoke with two spiritual people that I consider to be a part of my tribe who know me on a spiritual level, who have a overall understanding different sides of me, who have taken the time to understand different sides of me. And I'm so thankful I have this connection with these two men in my life. So I went back and asked my spiritual mentor, and I went back and asked like my male connection, and he to me, the friend. He really is. But anyway, I went back and asked them both, like, you know, this man said all these things to me, and like, it's something about him saying all these things that's still just like not sitting right with me. And the spiritual mentor was like, you know, it takes a lot for a man to admit that, you know, he basically knows he's not up to par to your level, but he wants to know, can you be with him until he can become that man? When you're already an established made woman, you know, like, it was basically like, everyone is aware of the type of woman you are. You're not an everyday woman. And the thing about it was, like, I kind of just told him this time around, like, hey, if things do not work out, like, we can always be friends. Like, I'm always going to have respect for you. I'm always going to appreciate what this connection brought me, which was, now that it's, I know it's dead, gone, over with, ain't no coming back. Because like I said, in previous podcasts from years ago, looking back now, the person that I was once married to was a false, what they would consider like a false twin flame. Like, he's more karmic. I definitely have realized in a sense that a lot of the relationships that I've had on a romantic level was karmic. But the way this one hit my soul, in the level of honesty and just the reflection of the mirrors, because this person astrologically was like me, big three, was fire, water, and air. So we were both air suns. He was a water rising. I was a fire. I am a fire rising. And then I'm a water moon, and he's a fire moon. So it definitely, it just, the way that this individual in particular hits my chart, it was no coincidence. But the peace that I have now, because when I say these last couple months, I went on a whole whirlwind with this connection. And it was like, even though I went on this episode with this person. It really gave me peace at the end. You know? Because, like I said, we was back to talking about, like, the whole thing. Combining families, marriage, you know. And like I said, it's really kind of bittersweet. Because this was a connection that was, you know, not the closest. But nonetheless, like, there's been effort made there. In the physical. Of course, I'm not going to have any type of connection with someone for this long to be discussing to that level. And it was not going, like, you know what I mean? Like, it has always been from the get-go with this person as far as being married. And it's like, it's been 2 years and he still needs, like, more time. So I've pretty much, like, wrapped this up. But I took away a lot of peace from this because, like I said, in so many ways, I've had interactions with men for exactly who I am, the stuff that I speak about, talk about, the versatility that comes with me. And there's men out there who are not intimidated whatsoever. Whatsoever. And it kind of reminds me a little bit close to what Eartha Kitt said. The men who loved her the most are the men who never touched her. And I've been that Eartha Kitt line has just, like, been in and out of my mind. Maybe, you know, it's a sign that she wants to connect. Spiritually, she wants me to channel her energy. Maybe. I'll look into it. But, to my ladies out there, and even men, never dumb yourself down in any capacity. We're not doing that anymore. We're not afraid to be alone in a romantic sense until someone accepts us for whatever conditions we have to offer that we want to offer. We don't have time to be connected with anybody, whether it's in a romantic sense, platonic sense. In any capacity that we don't have to or we don't want to be bothered. Okay? Because it really just made me reflect and appreciate the friends that I do have. Because I have both male and female friends. And the way how these connections with these people, the way they show up for me, it's enough for me at this point in my life to where if I stay single for the rest of my life, I'm okay with that. I am making peace with that. I'm okay with that. But I definitely just wanted to get on here and kind of share that because I know, like, you hear this message everywhere. Right, And just going back to what he said, you know, he was worried about me taking advantage of him. To a certain degree, I just feel like it was a cop-out. Like, you said everything, sir, except for you feel like I deserve better. And you know that, because that's why you want more time to develop to be this man. And it's like, if you see me, if you see someone in a certain light, you have to know that it's a reflection. So if you can notice greatness in another individual, you have to know that energy is inside of you. In order for you to see that, it's inside of you. That's just reflecting back to a person on things that they should embrace. It shouldn't be, but it is. Because people have triggers, and one of those, you know, everyone has their own insecurities. But not when you're in your 30s and you're getting older. At this point, it's like you should have a handle. You should really have a handle on what triggers you. And like I said, I've never experienced this type of situation with this much dialogue. I have always, like, sensed. My intuition has always let me know, like, that a lot of men are jealous of me. Like, early on, I would make posts on Instagram, and I'm always, like, even recently, like, it's always a man who wants to rebuttal against me. And when I shut them down with just very little words, they give me respect. So do with that as you will. But again, I just wanted to get on here and share, because I had the time and it was quiet. And I'm claiming my power like never before. I have 3 months until my solar return, my birthday, 36 trips around the sun. And it's like I'm really still, like when I say I'm still starting over, and I'm still writing my journey. It's like, it's the journey. This is like spirituality and healing. It is a lifelong journey. So for me to get to this point of comfortability is so peaceful to me, I must say. So that wraps up episode 13, season 4. Men, are you afraid of me? And again, as always, I am still available on Instagram, Mama Serene Blue 7, and as long as TikTok is still up and running in the U.S., I am still on TikTok as well, Mama Serene Blue 7. So until next episode, peace.